as were we ever gods roaming on this particular plane, or were we actually?
Oh yeah, there's some of y'all gods. You're still your god right now. You just don't know it.
Yeah.
All we're trying to do is get you to the coronation and get a crown on your head and get you to your throne. That's all. That's all. You've heard it said over and over and over, it's good to be the king. Well, hell yeah.
So we're always, have you always been physical and have you,
or? Everything is, yes.
Everything is, okay, so everything is physical, regardless.
And now Bob wouldn't stop there. Bob would say, okay, Ion, describe physical. We say, oh, yes, physical is a vibration. Now, wait a minute. What are you saying, Ion? Well, we're saying that everything physical is a vibration. A hertz or megahertz frequency. Okay? And just so are you. Our vibration.
So, in the other sense, all right, to elaborate on vibrations, is it the same definition as, like, if I will look on Wikipedia? Or is there a different term for vibration? Which you're talking about as gods or
frequency,
as...
Frequency, yeah. Vibration. And we're not fond of Wikipedia, because you could go in and change Wikipedia to say what you want it to say. And now
sure.
That's what it says. Bam. That's pretty good. We typically err on a lexicographer's view. Merriam or Noah Webster. See,
okay.
They're gauging something, and it can change, but they'll add more meanings rather than replace meanings.
Mm.
You see? So.
Yeah, I always thought that was a tricky one.
Right.
Tricky one.
Right. Right. Because, see, in 1920, if you said, I'm going to Google you, they might have arrested you. You see?
Mm-hmm.
And now Google, you could literally say a sentence is like, I'm going to Google you and see who you are. Well, if you said that in 1920, we'd be having a different conversation.
Very true.
See?
All right.
And it's so fun. Y'all so brilliant. Y'all so smart. You're still dialing damn telephone numbers. It's the most ridiculous thing. You can't come up with a word to replace dialing a telephone number. And we're almost certain you do not have a rotary phone to make this engagement.
Yeah, no. Not connected.
So y'all smart enough to figure everything else, but can't get a new word for dialing a phone.
So are they working on that right now?
We were waiting on you.
To
make a new word for
that.
Dialing the phone. Real handy. You're keying a number. You do data entry. You can, on your lucky box, you'll key in a number. If you're working a calculator, you say, oh, let me dial the numbers. You don't say that. You say, enter the numbers.
All right.
So, I mean, as broad as you got it, it's still very limited when you're dealing with words. But they are the essence of creation, and it must have been a real powerful word, because it's still hanging around even when it's nebulously insignificant.
Mm.
Pretty fun. Okay, let's get to whatever.
Okay, we'll take a break. Anybody want to say anything?
All participants are now unmuted.
Anybody have any thoughts about what you're hearing or anything else?
All participants are now muted.
Yes, you won't.
Okay, sorry about that. So it's elaborate more on the family history in a sense of, let's figure what's the best question to ask. I was wondering, the Native American tribe, was there, can you tell me the name of the Native American tribe in which, we're more strongly with?
Choctaw.
Choctaw.
We did. Choctaw.
Choctaw. So that is the tribe itself, and then from there. Okay. And is that more in a certain region of America that you can pinpoint?
They moved. They moved. They migrated. You can look them up and find out lots about it. Where they were, where they started, where they ended up as far as their history goes.
Okay.
But they get the, they got naturally what humans are just trying to figure out now.
Okay.
And that's where some of your horse sense comes from. You have a very integral, wonderful degree, or what they call common sense.
Yeah.
You do. Well, because of that common sense, meaning it's logical, you don't have to go look up which way's north. You have sense of direction, naturally.
All right.
Well, you're saying all right, but you do have that. I mean, people tell you that, do they not?
Well, I mean, I feel it personally, like, in the sense of, like, just, common sense. I feel like I have a little bit stronger take.
You got a good bullshit meter. You can tell if it's bullshit or not pretty fast, can't you?
Yeah.
You don't have to waller in it to see if it is or it ain't. And if it works for you, and if it is bullshit, you'd say, okay, we have bullshit. Let's get a process and let's make the best of bullshit that we have. Okay? Put it in the garden and fertilize the garden, we'll grow tomatoes. Good. Now you've made good use of bullshit rather than spin into it. That's called horse sense or common sense or now Bob would say that that's a healthy, regulated degree of tactility applied. That's interesting. Because, see, if you're going to get lost off somewhere, you'd be great to get lost with. Because it's a logical progression that you'd figure out the best of that is and apply it. So your time in the whatever it is, lostness, would certainly have more supplication than with someone very literal.
Okay. Yeah. No, you hit that right. I feel like nowadays it's kind of a little bit hard for me to enjoy a lot of things that I see either in a on a looky box or.
Well, you can tweet till your twats get sore, but you, at the end of the day, you're kind of like going, "Okay, I tweeted the twat and twatted the tweet and tweeted the twat and the iPad on the facial book, and I run this and I run that. And I don't know one damn thing more than I did." You know. I mean, guess what? Lindsay Lohan will have flatulence. Okay. Doesn't seem very tweetable to us.
Yeah. All right. And just kind of a small, like, since we're on the family subject, I just wanted to kind of get understanding or mainly see how pretty much my mom is doing. Let's see if she's okay, or she decided to go to the Gulf, or is she more in a sense that she wanted to come back and back on
the planet. Now, see, here's what we said. We already answered this, and you're going to like this. You were talking. You said there was a disconnection, and we say, wait a minute. There's actually more of a connection than there is a disconnection. And you're going, okay, Ion. You said that, but that applies. And then here's how it applies. She actually didn't transition. She actually isn't in the Gov. She's actually in another world.
Okay.
And she actually came from another world and just went home.
All right.
So that's why there's not this great brevity about the not a connection, because you don't feel her as gone.
Yeah.
Well, you're saying, yeah, but that's pretty euphoric when you really get to it.
I mean, because when I say that, it's more in a sense like, I know it's going to hit me. It's just...
Right. But some people can have a mother supposedly, quote-unquote, transition, and they can say their name 20 years later, and they start crying like a damn baby. and don't even have Mother's Day. Oh, it's over. They don't even get out of bed. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's ridiculous. Whereas in your world, it's not like that at all. It would be like, oh, she's in San Francisco. She's just not right here. And that's almost kind of the way you kind of handle it, because you know somehow that it's not present, but that's the disconnection that actually is a connection.
All right. So I remember you mentioned this. You said we decided to actually come. We decided to come. We chose our parents, and then we chose this particular place.
You chose to come forth, and you didn't care where that was.
Okay, so we really didn't know exactly who we were.
You didn't going care to be. Who.
Okay.
You didn't ask the question, who am I, because you knew.
All right.
You knew who. Otherwise, you certainly would have chosen to be born in Malibu, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
See?
Or, see? Yeah, okay.
Or New York City, or some big luscious Monaco, some wonderful destination vacation spot. See, it didn't make any difference. Because with you and your power, you knew you can make paradise wherever you were.
All right.
Good.
I like that one. I got to use that one. That's my quote.
And that's why we play with The Last Resort, the Eagles song. It's why you call someplace paradise and then kiss it goodbye.
That's all about Sheila, the girl from Rhode Island.
She came from Providence.
Yeah. Sheila, who's on Lady House Gaga's. House Gaga's of... Real House Gaga's of Irondom. Sheila. Sheila and Allison. Mm-hmm. And literally...
She does our art questions, too. She does great. She's a fan.
She just found that out. She just found that out last week. There's a lot of her biography in it, which is interesting.
Mm-hmm. Very fun. Good. Okay, what else you got left hanging?
Okay, it's get on the subject of politics. If you don't mind, if we could dive into that.
Sure, ask a question.
So there's always this major, I kind of read an article too, like this major discussion of the Civil War itself, the reason why it occurred. And to me, when I kind
of... You have three going on now, which one specifically?
Well, let's get to the one, the Great American Civil War. The one that actually...
150 years, and you're still dabbing with that. Okay, good.
So, yeah, we're still just trying to figure that out. And to me personally, I love one of the last things I came across where it was just about a lot of interference with international bankers.
That no, was the great... No. It was Victoria. Queen Victoria.
Okay.
It wasn't about slaves. It wasn't about nothing other than... She wanted the Confederacy to win because they controlled the cotton.
Gotcha.
And if they won, she would have a better shot. Because remember from the Revolutionary War, it didn't go so good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So she knew that if the Confederacy won, that the superpower, when that's when they used to call the United States R. And it was after the Civil War they started saying that the United States is.
Oh, okay.
They were individual then. You've heard of states' rights?
Yeah.
Well, that was the point. And Queen Victoria desperately wanted the South to win because they could then control the transportation and the vast resources from the Americas. There were almost two, so it was certainly divided.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so they didn't want the carpetbaggers setting the price of tea.
Oh, okay.
It had nothing to do with slavery. It had absolutely zero to do with slavery.
Yeah, that's what
y'all in more slavery now. Y'all in more slavery now than they ever were then. Someone was owned as a slave, they were better looked after on the plantation than they were now.
Yeah, that's what I also came across where it's like, and I just wanted to kind of get that, hopefully you can validate it, is that as soon as the slaves were pretty much supposedly slavery was eradicated, that's when their lives became more difficult because now they had to take care and defend for themselves. And
now they had to take care. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. A plantation owner, he would do without before he would mistreat or not do well with his help. Because he saw them as his help, because without them, his plantation wasn't worth very much.
Very true.
Now, of course, you'll hear every story in the world regarding it, but there was a lot of that myth. That didn't just happen in the South, of course. And see, back in those days, in the South, you actually had individual human creators who controlled vast sums of property. Up north, that was not the case, per se.
Yeah. Yeah, it was always, you see that where you have a lot of, you kind of go into like, the northeast of America, of like these individuals and their, 8 or 9 people in an apartment trying to survive off of whatever their job. And so that's why I kind of felt like that's what really, when you kind of break away from the 14th to 15th Amendment came across, I mean, it benefited a lot of corporations as I keep coming across information, but,
well, it's supposed to keep the help in the field, but it didn't.
Mm-hmm.
See, you got your freedom. They got their freedom. They established their freedom. So all it meant was they were free to be a servant. But most of the slaves chose that arena. They chose that arena. Pleased as punch. Because they're sitting on the front porch sipping mint juleps too.
Got it.
Was not about the slavery at all. It was about power versus authority.
Yeah.
The battle since the beginning of time is not over right and wrong or right and left. The battle since the beginning of time is not about that. Everybody intuitively knows right and wrong, and if you don't, you find out soon enough. Don't you?
True. So it's always been about
the
power.
So the battle is not over right and wrong. What's the battle over? The battle's over who's in charge.
From Egyptians to the Greeks to the Romans.
Ancient Samaritan Hebrewoids forward. Absolutely.
Gotcha.
That's a good point. I mean, not been gone to that level before. Very good.
Awesome. Because I felt like that's where I'm at, and that hopefully you can give me a little bit more, again, a validation, is that I'm trying to move forward in the sense of helping people. Now, I remember
that. It's not your job. You ain't got nothing to give. They don't need your help. You get your ass happy and then get happy and you'll quit caring about everybody else and everybody else's mess. You get happy with you and the cares of life will go strangely dim. You won't see a homeless person. You won't see any disdain. You won't see any problem. I'm sorry. The world is coming in. I'm sorry. I didn't notice. I'm going to the beach.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, ain't your job. Because even if you help them, they won't love you more. They won't respect you more. They'll hate you because you put them in bondage. Because in order for you to help them, you've got to show them that you're more powerful than they are. Well, isn't that what your government's running into now?
All right.
Because the next thing you know, you'll say, well, now this is inappropriate, and that is inappropriate, and this is okay, and that's not okay. And there'll be no dope smoking on this little world, and there'll be no this, and there'll be none of that. And the next thing you know, your rule book gets into something that you're trying to legislate morality, and then the next thing you know, the only thing that would make me happy would be to undo this legislated morality. Is there less dope smoking going on because they got a law regarding it?
All right. Yeah, I understand.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. That'd be just about like passing a law saying who you can have engagement with. coitus. Pass your law. Make prostitution illegal. It ain't gonna stop the business. Try that and see how it works out for you. You'll end up indicting yourself under your own law. You get in the business of getting you happy and leave everybody else out of that mess, because that's where it's going, is a mess. And you'll find quickly that the cares of life grow so strangely dim, you'll give a happy crap what they're doing.
Okay.
Now, so we might suggest look at Bob's civilization, but we would never suggest that. But Bob's kind of got it going on.
All right. I'll question him on that later. So it's,
Tear him up. Okay. Do to him what he does to non-physical. He likes it. He likes it rough. And the best part is that he'll stay with you till you run out of questions. He will stay with you until you run out of questions.
Gotcha.
And very few can you better don't play with Bob unless you know what you're getting into. It serves you. It's good.
So then I have all these wonderful ideas. I feel like great ideas in the sense of storytelling and books and in fashion itself.
Tell the story. Don't write the story, because you know our problem in a Gutenberg-free society is the problem with writing, and the problem with reading is how do you know the one that wrote the reading right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem with writing. You got a story to tell, tell it. But now you have the chip body. It's perfectly available. Look at it. Doing you a YouTube. That's all the rage.
Yeah.
New media. You don't have to write nothing.
Yeah.
And you give your stuff away for free, like Lady Gaga. Next thing you know, you're a billionaire. That's a bitch. She never sold nothing. She was going to take up prostitution, but the high school girls were giving it away for free. So she's like, okay, I'll make my little music thing accidentally. And then the next thing you know, she's an icon. Got more money than she can blow.
Mm.
And didn't sell nothing.
That I didn't know. So,
everybody talked about Lady Gaga, but nobody talked about buying her records. She didn't make none. She had a CD or two, but why would you pay for a CD when you can get it for free?
Yes, I also said same thing.
So
here.
I guess she got rich selling free D's for nothing. Interesting, isn't it?
Very interesting. So
what would you do? So if you want to be successful, we'd say find something you'd do for free, and you can have all the money you can stand. And they go, Ion, you know better than that. We go, yeah, that's Stephanie. Now, she figured that out pretty quick. She did what she did and could give a crap what anybody else thinks. I know what my monster's like, and I'm going to leave you and your interviewing out of my equation. Bam. House of Gaga.
All right.
Very euphoric. Lots of examples. Humans coming into their power.
So I'm in the same bracket right now where I am dabbling a lot of things, and that's one thing right now is music. How do you even see myself still in it as...
We don't care. You shouldn't either. We don't care. You shouldn't either. Because, see, in that process, it makes no difference. Is there a purpose for doing it? If it's for monies, you can just go to McDonald's and say, pay for your food, give you your food in a sack, and you can say, oh, by the way, money flows freely and easily to me. And they can look at you like you've lost your damn mind. What the hell are you talking about? You're not trying to convince them. You're saying it out loud for you.
Gotcha.
So then you do that a little while, and the next thing you know, money's rolling all over you. then you could just be happy. Well, what's your profession? I spend money. What do you mean you spend money? I spend all day, every day, pleasing and delighting myself. Oh, so you come for money. No, money comes from me.
Yes, sir.
And it sounds a bit egotistical and a problem. It sounds a problem, but as those that are engaging in it don't see it as a problem. They don't see it as egotistical. They're so selfish they won't have it any other way. They're so happy they wouldn't choose bondage.
Hmm.
You see? See, it only applies to them that ain't got. Them's the only one chawing about it. Everybody, the Democrats get up there and they start talking about politics and political. They get to raging about, oh, it's the rich, the 2% of the country's got all the money and we're gonna do this and we're gonna do that. The rich people ain't saying nothing. What they ought to be, what the Democrats ought to be saying is, how in the hell do we become part of the 2% that's got all of the money? That's what they ought to be asking. Because guess what? Rich people know that if they come and take all the money away from them, everything, take it away, it won't be maybe a year, maybe 6 months, maybe a year and 6 months. If they equaled it out and everybody had the same pennies, within a penny, everybody had the same, year and 6 months and a day, the money would be right back with them. No problem. Take it away. Tax us, don't tax us. Collect it, don't collect it. Do it, don't do it. They know that money flows freely and easily to them, so it does. So they don't care.
So it's more in a sense of that the not only a frame of mind, or pretty much it's just how, I guess you could say the vibration is like...
Well, it's the words that come out of their mouth.
Okay.
Really? The words that come out of the mouth. You heard it earlier. The rich get richer and the poor get poorer. Okay, works. That works. That's a nice one.
Alright.
See, it constantly takes the heatness out of the fire. Because once you know, you don't care. Somebody come along and tell you something, and rather than fight with them, if you know better, you don't find it necessarily your job to straighten them out. You know better. You just smile and say, thank you. Have a nice day. Appreciate it. How's that working for you? Something, something, something. Fine. See, so it makes it very simple. Makes it very simple.
More simple and more easier to enjoy the now, correct?
Well, if you don't, change it till you do. If you're not enjoying the now, we say change it till you do. But don't get stuck at any point, because enjoyment might be vanilla ice cream. Remember, that's where we sort of started. Now
yeah.
We're coming back full circle. But don't eliminate pistachio, because it may become your new most fun flavor later. Mm. See, so it's actually relative.
Okay.
Good. Okay, what else we got left hanging?
Let's see what else we have.
Yeah, one more question.
One more question? Okay, this is tackling this. The great floods I keep coming across and hearing about.
They ain't happened yet. They don't happen.
But not in a very, the time frame of it. Any particular...
We don't do time.
Okay. All right, so let's see. Now, the location where I'm at right now, will that actually be underwater?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, will I be here to see it or be part of it? Or will
you want
I just...
to. You want to. No problem.
All right.
It can flood the land and not affect you. But see, your whole environment is changing, and some would say, Oh, we'll all be dead from radiation poison before that happens, but you'll find out and know better and appreciate these changing of the whole goal of this process is what we call ascension. In ascension, you'll find that all these nasty things, chemtrails, ties in this, no nutrition that, bullshit this and bullshit that, none of that really matters because you're changing. Because if it was half as bad as they put it out to be, you'd already be dead. Okay? You know what I'm saying? If it was half as bad as what they put it out to be, you wouldn't live to see tomorrow. It'd be over. And yeah. Yet, you got more human creators on the planet now than ever, despite all this nastiness that you've created. You see? So, In this process of ascension, you'll engage and be tickled. You can send a letter to your congressman saying, my neighbor's getting more chemtrails than I am, and I'm pissed. If you don't start giving me my fair share, I'm going to call the NAACP and put them on you like a bad habit. Because I'm tired of them other people getting all my good chemtrails. I'm excited about these pisons that you're putting out because I want them now. And that sounds hysterical when we say it like that. But once you find out what we're talking about, all of a sudden you go, oh, yeah, that Japan thing is pumping the planet full of H-197, the radial isotope of hydrogen. That's too cool for school. That suits us good. And then the process of ascension, which you're asking about, which we'll clean up for you, is a three-step process. One, you embrace your non-physical, which you've already done. Second phase, you engage what is called Bob's too lazy to say two sentences. He calls it bread of water. But it's basically, the short version is bread of life and living water. Third phase of that same process, which you're interested in, but you didn't quite get to today, but you'll be have it for your recording. There's lots in the archives. You can tear yourself up re-listening to stuff, okay? If you notice, we're really got a business going on here when you look at the many, 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 many hours of information that's just available.
Yeah.
A quarter an hour and Bob's a millionaire, you know. So it's not about that. It's about you coming into your power. Because once you come to your power, then, hey, we're rocking and rolling. Everything's good then. Then let it come. Then let it come. Get you to your throne, get you in your power. Can't get better. Then you'll be singing the song, I wouldn't take nothing from my journey now.
Oh. All right.
So, very, 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 very good. Therefore, we are totally, deliciously, happily, forever, indignantly, Moko Sham Te. Hey!
Hello? Hey.
Yeah, we're back.
All right, so that was fun. Thank you guys so much.
You're very, very welcome. We appreciate it more than you know. We love to play all day, every day. It's great, great fun. Indeed, and we do appreciate it very, very much. Don't be a stranger. You're playing around Jermaine. You know she gets in anytime she wants to. So now y'all got something to chat about.
Yeah.
And we do appreciate it.
Awesome deal. Okay.
Very, very good. Well, thanks again very much. And like I say, when you re-listen to your session, make some notes. Some things may get answered. Other things may have other questions. Make some notes and sort of stack them up. And like I say, get with Bob. He'll get you in.
Will do.
Thanks again much. Have a great, great weekend, and we'll see you soon, if not before.
Okay. All right, thank you so much for giving me this opportunity.
Of course. Hang on just a minute. Bob will want you just a minute. Then we're going to undo this just a second.
Send me no letter because I can't read. Send me no letter because I can't read.
All participants are now unmuted.
People here, what do you have to say about everything? Everything you've taken in the last hour.
Wow.
Just heard from... Yes, who's speaking?
That was Linda.
Oh, Linda. Did you go, wow? Did
yes.
I hear you say, wow? You like that roll through the songs of your youth?
Well, I like that, but I also liked...
Leon.
Yeah. I also like listening to Ion and... was it Martin?
No, that was Leon.
Oh, okay. That was really great. That answered so much.
Good.
So much, any questions for me.
Right, right. Yep. People often have the same questions in their private sessions. So you can almost have a private session for yourself just by listening to somebody else's.
Yes. It was nice.
That was Leon Cummings, and that was April 17th, 2011, so 3 years ago. What's today?
Great. Are you supposed to be giving out his last name?
Oh, yeah. Everybody knows Leon. Leon volunteered this session.
I don't know that he volunteered his last name.
He did.
Leon. Leon. Leon.
Is Leon even here? Where is Leon? Who's laughing there? Which voice is that?
It's Naeem.
Naeem, yeah. you're now using Watkins' phone. Am I correct on that?
I'm using my wife's phone, yeah.
But you come in at another phone hours ago.
Yeah, that was my cell phone.
Did it run out?
Yeah, it died.
Right. So, yes, Carol was making you laugh there. You liked that, didn't you?
Yeah, I didn't know that was Carolyn. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was an awesome, I just popped back in about 10 minutes and I heard, Ion a little bit. But, that music, man, that music is, take me on a cruise, man. That was, and that
yeah,
Fast Domino, was that Fast Domino, right? That's Fast
yes,
Domino.
Yeah. It was. Are you in your 50s? How old are you in your 50s?
Yes, I'm 55.
Yes, you grew up a lot of this music. It's pretty awesome music.
Man, the best ever. I mean, the lyrics.
Yeah.
It's just, man, it's the lyrics gets me every time. And the melody, the stories that they tell.
Don't send me no letter. Don't send me no letter. I can't read. You get drawn along with his hand. Let's do that a little bit again. That's such a... Wouldn't that be fun to be able to play like that and then to go all night?
Oh, the thing that gets me, Bob, is that that was vulgar music back then to the people at that time.
Yeah.
And now we're talking about today. We fast forward to today, the things that they're talking... What he was talking about, rocking and rolling all night till the broad daylight, he was talking about sex, but he wasn't saying it. And now today, they just outright saying all kinds of vulgarity. So it's just amazing how we're still here. It was vulgar then. That music was vulgar then. It was sexy. It was on the edge. I mean, it was, you know, kind of racy. So, but the things that they're doing today, man, is just, So
yeah,
here we are. I guess we're still rocking and rolling, man.
Yeah, there's... I had a song here, a punk group from England. Let's just see if that, the man who read, this could be it. I think the woman starts off saying, fuck you! The song starts. Let's see, if this is maybe it. Fucking A,
wow.
Man! I'll do that again. That's Joanne somebody, some famous British punk. Look, I mean, you come out of this swearing, Jesus, where's the manners, you know? Where's the civilization?
Exactly.
Okay, well,